The Lafayette Children's Choir has a concert this Sunday afternoon at Emmanuel United Church of Christ in Lafayette. We're looking forward to a Patchwork for Peace, and joining me in the studio is Leanne Starkey. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
I hope you had a great summer, and I know it's probably exciting to start out with a concert. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are singing.
This fall, we're doing a concert all about peace, and the idea kind of came from doing a patchwork mass where we do lots of the different movements of the mass, but from different genres and different historical periods, and then we're rounding it out with songs from other cultures about peace and other religions.
Yeah, because the overarching sort of theme mm-hmm. is peace. And
yes.
we know that the Lafayette Master Chorale just sang a beautiful Foray Requiem mm-hmm. and are doing a whole season of a Peaceable Kingdom and
yes.
whatnot. So is that a challenge? Is it sometimes, I always think it's kind of funny that if we have a peaceful concert, it's not necessarily peaceful to sing.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so many songs out there to choose from. We almost had more trouble just narrowing it down. But yeah, we had a lot of things that were more slow and, you know, smooth. But we did find that part of the mass, you know, the Holy is the Lord. We're doing a gospel rendition of it. So that's definitely more upbeat. We've got a couple ballads on there you might recognize from years ago, like Imagine and the One Tin Soldier, things like that, to give it some variety.
Leanne Starkey is my guest, and she's conducting the Lafayette Children's Choir and the Youth Chorus and the Concert Choir Director here. I was curious, there's a new choir that we're going to be able to hear mm-hmm. this fall. Is that right?
Yes, we have a new kindergarten and first grade choir called Young Voices, and we just started that this fall for those singers, and they rehearse just about 10 weeks in this fall and then another 10 in the spring, and they'll participate in our fall and spring concerts.
Oh, that's very mm-hmm. fun. I'm curious, too, about how many kids are in the program? Tell us a little bit about what the makeup is and
sure.
the age range.
We are almost up to 90 singers. We're right around that mark. And we have all the way from kindergarten through, I think our oldest is a junior in high school. So we accept all ages, really. And we love having new singers. So if anyone's interested, come on by.
Yeah, definitely. A Patchwork for Peace happens this Sunday afternoon at Emmanuel United Church of Christ. These different genres, is it hard to switch from some sort of like Gregorian chant to gospel to different languages even?
It makes rehearsals very interesting. We've got a definite time where we just switch on the drop of a hat, you know. But no, it's actually kind of quite nice. It gives a good pace. It's a good pace setting, I think. And we have just so many different things, and it helps the kids appreciate other cultures and other languages more.
Yeah, so. Definitely being able to connect musically, you know, and seeing how things mm-hmm. Happen. And I imagine that's kind of nice for you to teach something that's just not one aspect, that be able mm-hmm. to do different things is probably fun both as an educator and as a musician.
Yes, absolutely. Getting to research new, like one of the pieces we're doing is in Arabic, you know, getting to look at that I don't think we've ever sung a song in Arabic before. So getting to learn new things myself and just musically is great.
I know you have a couple of guests joining you, right?
Yes, we're really excited. We're going to have a percussionist, Matt Finger, with us, and a cellist, Leslie Peltier, with us, and they're going to perform throughout the concert.
Oh, very cool. Well, the concert is coming up Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, Patchwork for Peace, sharing styles. And I'm curious, if someone is interested, how should they contact you? And also tell us a little bit about the weekly sort of preparations. Do you guys meet once, twice a week? Everything memorized, not memorized? What sort of
sure.
processes go through?
We meet on Monday evenings once a week, and that's where we get most of our things done. We do have some concerts, you know, on the weekends here or there. We just went to a festival. But our rehearsals are mainly all on Monday evenings. And if you are interested in joining us or getting tickets, you could visit our website, which is LafayetteChildrensChoir.org, or of course the Lafayette Master Chorale's website, or call our office, which is 765-429-5151. And they definitely have tickets available there, and there'll be some at the door as well.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be fun. And I know you're probably already preparing for the holidays as well.
We have our music, but we haven't started singing it quite yet. But we will be very soon.
Oh, well, we hope you'll come back for that, and appreciate you coming by today.
Thank you very much.